Meister and wise Pilate.
The Meister was a person going in Yerushalayim on a bus to visit a friend of his. So he travelled about a 2-hour journey. So he goes on a bus, about an hour and a half after he's on the bus, he gets a call from his father. His father says, Moshe, I tell you, I need a favour. He says, I'm stuck with the doctors here. Can you come along and help me? So he says, yeah, no problem, daddy. I'm coming. I'll be there in about an hour. He says, I'll be there. I'll come. Gets off the bus, goes to the other side of the road, and gets the bus back. About an hour and a quarter after the journey, gets a phone call from his father. Moshe says, you don't have to come anymore. They've just let me out, they've released me. It's all right, you don't have to come. He says, okay, no problem, daddy. Okay, very good. Gets off the bus. He says, right, back to my friend. He says, another 2-hour journey or so. He says, you know what, I'm quite hungry. He says, now, there's a restaurant here. I'm going to have a meal first. I have lunch. So he goes into the restaurant, he has his lunch. He sits down at his lunch, has a nice meal. And he finishes his lunch. He goes to the front of the cashier there. He says, the cashier, do you mind to hold this bag for me for a few minutes? The cashier says, yes, I don't mind, but what do you mean? He says, I've got to go to the toilet, he says, a minute. And it's got my tefillin inside there. And he said, I don't want to take my tefillin to the toilet. Do you mind holding it? He said, are these tefillin inside this bag? He says. He said, yeah. He said, I can't believe it, he says. He said, I tell you what, I woke up this morning very, very late. And I had to rush out to work. He said, I dashed off, and I really did not put on tefillin. He said, just not so long ago, I don't want to ask Hashem. Please, Hashem, can you make sure that I can get a pair of tefillin to come to me? So he said, look what Hashem's done. I've got a tefillin. The guy said, you don't know my story, he said. You don't know what happened to me? I got all this. Amazing thing. Okay, everybody, say. Let's do a bit of this where we're up to here. We're doing about winding up watches. I must say, when I looked at the title for this year, preparing winding up watches, I didn't realise that now it's completely extinct, these watches. You don't have any watches to wind up. So is it our question this year? Yeah. Is this year our place, or is it still relevant?
Still relevant.
Still relevant. Why is it still relevant? What?
Timer.
Timer. I must tell you, it's interesting. I'll tell you what the shies are. First of all, it's actually still waiting again. You can't get your watch anymore, don't you wind up. Sorry?
I have a wind watch.
You got a wind watch?
Yeah.
How often do you have to wind up?
Every
24 hours.
Yeah,
it doesn't last long. So Yom Tov, you've got a problem, can't you, Yom
Tov? There's a Rolex
watch
you put out. What? Rolex
watch, you have to.
Rolex
watch,
you
have to.
You just wind it, you know, when you go on the road, when you walk.
Oh, really? That's it. Okay. So for those of you who got Rolex watches, it's good to know what to do, right? Good. Okay, very good. Okay, everybody, say. I'll come to all these halachotism, yeah. All these halachotism for you. Right, let's have a look here. So, let's have a look here. What we're talking about, the wearing the watches. It's actually, unfortunately, I'm looking at Mishnah Berurah here about winding up watches. This is a Mishnah Berurah over here in Shin Lamed Ches. See, I've got the Tezvol. I didn't really cut what the Shaila is with these watches, but the Mishnah Berurah is very machna here with watches, actually, in Shin Lamed Ches. You've got the Tezvol. And he says over here, the Shabbos, loimi boyadim omar da'os lachime. If the watch has stopped, let's talk about first stage. Let's say the watch has stopped. So now the Shaila is the watch has stopped and you want to wind it up. So that Mishnah Berurah says you can't do. Abba Shabbos, loimi boyadim omar da'os lachime sheyilech. You mustn't wind it up, there it goes. The Shaila, what is the problem? Sometimes it's makrofatish. The watch is broken now. And it's not working, so by you winding up, you're fixing up again. It's a hinge, actually. At the stage, it's like building, you're making your strength in the watch, you're making the spring very tight, and therefore, it's also to do.
It's still going
when you cut. So the shayla, others hold it's not a problem, actually. I must say, there are some possible holders, it's not a problem. It's not doing it to makapasa, because it's atonement for this, it's boiner. But lemais, the Mishnah Berurah's hachra is, and this is many, many possible take on like this, that winding up a watch on Shabbos that has stopped. It's also, and the Maisa, we're choshen the Issa Torah, actually. But Anthony Kacha, we're choshen the Issa Torah to wind up such a watch. And therefore, these watches should not be wound up at all on Shabbos. If the watch is still going, and you want to give it a boost, you want to actually strengthen it, yeah, that is not deraisa. That's all the possible take on deraisa. But, many possible take on it, still tikkun mon midrabon. Still midrabon on similar to makapatis, because you're making it a better thing, you're helping it do a better job. Sorry?
Take the
yom. Oh, okay, yeah. So the maestro, that you should not do. And therefore, The bottom line is that all these watches really are, whether it's going, whether it stops, one should not wind them up on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Pass the same halacha for both. You must realize, though, that on Shabbos itself, there's a chashash of a deraisa, if it's stopped. So now the shayla is, let's say, for example, for chole, someone's very ill, a chole kolakuf, actually not very, very ill, chole kolakuf, someone's confined to bed. The watch is in the hospital, and he needs a watch, let's say, to know the time for certain things. He wants to know when to take his medicine, wants to know certain things. So you can't do that. You can't change your watch. You can't wind the watch up. You can ask a non-Jew to wind the watch up, because for a chole kolakuf, someone who's ill, confined to bed, you may ask a non-Jew to do an ismail tere for you. Yeah, so the moshav, I don't know, someone, for example, is feeling very schwach on Shabbos, he's lying in bed, he's got no Panadol at home, no aspirins, whatever, and the only way to get them is no one nearby who's got these Panadols. You can ask a non-Jew to drive to the chemist to go along and buy them for you. That's called a chole kolakuf. For someone who's a chole kolakuf, chazal won the issa of amrilim akum. And therefore you can ask, you can do it straight. So if the watch has stopped, and a chole needs it, then a chole needs it. You can, the chole can, a goy can be asked to wind down the watch to start again. If it's still working, that's much more lenient. If it's still working, it's much more lenient. Then even it could be, he could wind it up for a chole, because an instant jabon of a chole can, of course, be much to do. Okay. So I was wondering, is this relevant at us at all nowadays? So I must tell you, it's a very interesting shayla here. There are a lot of toys have got a spring which you wind up, it's on a winder. Not a car, some cars, you wind them up, they roll along, they go along, yeah? And who happens if you get some of these swings, a baby swing, for example, you have a baby swing, which is like so you turn it, and that makes the swing go. Is that the same size as over here? What? All, I think how it works, all that works is spring. What happens is when you tighten it, you make the spring very tight, and when you release it, the spring is released, and that makes the thing move. It's all the same mechanism, actually. It's all the same mechanism, actually. It's all the ancient swara, all the mechanisms are the same. They all work the same way. You tighten up the spring, makes it very tight, and then as it's released, the thing starts moving. That's the same as a clock. It's all the same. The chayla, swara chitzona, should be the same problem, yeah? I'm asking.
Yeah, because no, it's a watch when it's not.
It's not one of those, it's completely different. An important point, actually, come as well. So, a watch that stops, rice is useless. You can't do anything with it. It's not, no point. I think what Professor Kron says, a watch that stops at least correct twice a day.
Twice a day.
Right? It's still correct twice a day. I'm helping you, man. It's not much point. You can't use a watch that stops. Yeah, it's no good. Mash Enkin, a swing, a chayra, you could push it manually. So you can't say it's useless. Also, a swing, a watch that's broken is in the eyes of people considered broken. A swing or a car that stopped. The Meister, it's not because it's broken. That's how it works. That is the way it works. It's meant to swing for a bit, it's meant to ride a bit and stop. There's nothing wrong with the item. A watch that stops is not normal. It's not normal to stop. You're meant to keep winding up and it keeps going. That's the difference. The Meister, at the end of the day, the Shlomo Zalman doesn't like this. He says it's the Mordechai Gesvora, actually. The Shlomo Zalman doesn't like this Svora, and therefore, the bottom line is really one should not use it. Probably for children, it's more easier. But for an adult, generally speaking, all these things one should not do. Yeah, it's a very similar thing. No, he's right. That's a very good point. You've got these cars that have got like a spring. You can play with them normally and you can do a spring. You pull the thing back and it goes. The chayra is the same shayla. When you release the spring, that's the same shayla as what you're doing. So for a child to play with it, the chayra wouldn't stop him. What?
It's not mechanical.
It's not mechanical. What's not mechanical? It's not doing mechanical. It's a spring. The spring that's released, that's the shayla. Is that called makropatish? Yeah, it's an interesting story. I must say it is an interesting story. So lechayre should be the same thing, but to play with the car normally is okay. He wants to say a chiddush actually with a swing. This sort of wooden cone, I think he says. He says interesting swara. He says if you push the swing manually and it's working manually, then to wind it up after that is better because it's not an issur d'oraisa anymore. It's rabbanon. It could be you got these other swaras as well. It's not saying the meister. The best is the chayre to stay clear away from it, and that's the best thing really to do. But it's you see someone doing it. It's not the end of the world. I mean, you can see there's a smaller, it's a, what do you call it? I must say, it's interesting, actually. What's that stop, Pashto says, Moksha? It's got no use, yeah?
So
I'm kind of wondering, comes to all that. Let's start. I know a man first of all. A man is wearing, or a man's got a watch on, and a man says, it's what do you call it?
It's an expensive watch.
Oh, the woman has an expensive watch. Let's talk about a normal person. Called, a man is wearing a normal watch, and the man says, it's not working. It's got no purpose whatsoever. And therefore, the chayr, that is muksa, and one should not wear that on Shabbos taka. One should not wear that.
Huh? Not really doing anything.
You can't do anything with it.
Hey, just left
them. Yes, yeah, so he has to take off, Pashas. He should take it off. You shouldn't carry on mux on, or you shouldn't carry on moving mux on Shabbos. Someone's got a mux in his hand, he realizes it's a mux, he should really drop it. I mean, put it down straight away. You shouldn't carry on moving mux.
He's not doing any malacha by walking in the street.
He's moving mux. He's holding mux. On the street, you have to know what to do.
He realizes in the street.
He didn't realize in the street. I was wondering about this, actually. Someone's realizing in the street. Hey, you have to rely on the small, maybe. Of, yeah, I don't know what happened then. I have to check it out. Right. Someone's in the street and he realizes.
Yeah,
the watch has stopped. That's a bit of a problem then, yeah, because it's moksa, and you have to read, it's got no purpose, you're not doing anything with it. So if it's a nice ornamental one, you can say maybe it's a bit different, but if it's got no purpose whatsoever, I have to check out what you're supposed to do.
Carry on.
Supposed to, huh?
Carry on.
Yeah, maybe you carry on walking on the stop. The watch. Let's say you stopped and you talked to someone and you realise it stopped. Yeah, you see, it's the same time as it was half an hour ago. You realise you've got a problem. Yeah, I don't know what, that's a good question, I'm not sure what to do. One other thing I forgot to say as well, Moshe, a normal clock, let's say, no, I'm not talking about digital anything, but a normal clock that stops, to move the time to get it right, that possibly is not a problem. That's not tikkun mona. Yeah, that's an interesting chiddush, actually. Yeah. There's an interesting thing, to move the time right, that's why the clock's only for that to move, the times change. So that's not what tikkun mona. The Maaser poskim do say there's a minig not to interfere with clocks and watches on Shabbos, because of danger that can happen. That's a different thing. But strictly speaking, if a person needs to, the Moshe, so it's got not an electric clock, a digital clock, the person's got a clock or a watch, which is, everything is working, but you want to set it an hour later, the Moshe, let's say you didn't realize, you went out, sorry, forgot to set your clock 2 hours later, whatever it is, yeah? So strictly speaking, changing the time on the clock is not problematic with Shabbos.
If you don't stop it for a second.
Yeah, you have to be careful how it works, though. He's quite right. You have to be careful how it works. Because when you pull it out, the clock stops from the watch, stops from it. Then you might have a problem. So then it's the problem. However, the Maaser says there's a general mini. Many people go on, there's a general mini. It looks like it's on not to move clocks or watches on Shabbos because of these dangers that could arise, that people can make mistakes. The automatic watches, that's all that is relevant actually. The automatic watches which move, they set themselves as you move your hand. What? Yeah, and that doesn't work that reason. I don't know about that. That's an interesting point. That apostle says mutter. That's probably in the scammon because it would really last by itself. So therefore, the apostle says that case is actually mutter. Those things. Battery clocks and watches, even though the battery itself is muksa, but if it's inside the clock and watch, it becomes topple to it, becomes insignificant to it, and therefore there's no problem of moving a clock and a watch on Shabbos. Yeah, that's the halacha of that. I must say, my son just bought a new interesting halacha, I never realised this. My son just bought a new watch this Friday. Now, I don't know, in the watches today, you get a time span in New York, Tokyo, you get half the world, you can find out what time it is.
Yeah.
So what happened was, on Shabbos, someone must by mistake have pushed the button. So he got set for the time in New York. So the master, he said to me, he's going to put the watch away, there's no point to him. I was just learning today that halacha, preparing for the shiur. Someone said, in such a case there, that watch is moksa. Why is that watch moksa?
Just take off 5 hours, you know what time it is.
Yeah, but it's very complicated. It's very light. There's a strong chashash. There's a strong chashash there. There's a very big danger. No, it's not only you might, it's very likely you might forget yourself and do it. There's no point you having a clock in American time, New York time. It's a very strong likelihood you're going to push the button to get it back to normal again. So it's a gazera, it's an interesting gazera, it's actually, since it's very similar to the case of a leg.
Gazera, 9 minutes to stroll, and I forgot to say that I'm top two, I may come to one.
Yeah,
I haven't watched them either.
Yeah, probably. Close, the same thing.
It's not complicated, it's just.
What?
Yeah, 2 hours.
No, even such a watch.
2 hours is what it could be, 6 hours maybe.
Well, no one wants a watch tells the wrong time. You like to have a watch tells the right time. Ah, you know to add 5 hours, you know to add 2 hours.
Even if the clock's changed, it's the right time changing.
First of all, that's a mock. They normally change the clock to Shabbos. I mean, that's a throw. Here they change the clock from off the shoulder. Right, that's so maybe it could happen. But it's an interesting throw, this actually. It could be such a case as that, sir. Because in such a case over here, the is the strongest name that person might interfere with it. A normal person doesn't want to watch like that. It's very possible.
You can have a watch on in no time, 2 hours difference than that.
And if it's not easy to do it,
yeah, it'll be better if it's not easy. If it's not easy, it'll be better.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably. If it's.
If you go to Europe, you have 1 hour difference. That could look already.
I would have thought there's no killer. Once the clock's at the wrong time, he's timed late. First time I watch, there's 1 hour and no watch.
You're still in the right time. You happen to be at the wrong place.
Yeah, the sign is you might have.
The clock's in
the right. Right, you're absolutely right.
Many times, many times. I've
always said, a very simple question. You have to answer, next time you go on holiday, change your watch, and you realise in the middle of the week, what's the first thing you do?
Change your clock.
Most people, the first reaction is,
you not
if you
go 24 hours.
Maybe, I'm talking about, but generally speaking, if a person's got a watch at the wrong time, I tell you, many people, before they get off the plane, they change their watches on the plane. What? The Kiddush, I'm saying, most people, I think, change it beforehand.
You're sitting on the plane, you have nothing to do.
Ah, yeah, I know most people don't like a clock at the wrong time. It's interesting, you have to know. So it's an interesting throw, that could be that's no good. Who are then, have that according to this, let's say the button was switched, pushed, and that goes to alarm mode. So you've got, it does not tell you the time anymore. The Kiddush actually, it's a very small ticket thing. In such a case there, if the valve is not doing its job, then it's what you call it. And what you asked before about the watch, let's say a lady's watch. A lady's watch that broke. Yeah? So I wrote about this over here, let's see if we can find this here. A lady's watch. Oh, it's a tashit. It's an interesting. Let's talk about this case over here. Let's say not. Let's talk about the old daytime when he wound up a watch, and a lady's got such a watch on and stopped. So the chayra, you're going to tell me it's a tashit. There was no problem. The thing is, there also is a gazelle. It's a normal thing of a watch till the right time. It's very likely she's going to wind it up till the right time. It could be nowadays maybe different tashit. I'm not sure nowadays where you do. You don't wind them up, nothing happens. You have to change your batteries. You can't do that, Chubb. It's unlikely. Maybe then, but I must say, I find it very hard to believe that nowadays. I mean, it could be that a woman would have a watch that she would wear even if it's not.
Expensive watch.
Even an expensive watch. Even a Rolex. I've still got a Rolex watch, but I'm asking, if you ask him, would he wear it if it stopped? The answer is no. He's very happy when he learns, when you can see quite clearly he's wearing a Rolex watch. He wants to show, oh, yeah, but the Meister, if it's not working, the Meister, I don't even wear it. It's a hint. Maybe I'm wrong. What? If she does, if she would wear it when it stops, the whole reason for tashit is only if she would wear it when it stops. Exactly. You ask anyone who's got one,
she
watch it.
Yeah, she would do.
Would she do it? If she would do it, it's like a watch.
It's a jewelry. It's a
yeah, it's a jewelry. Find very odd wearing a watch that stops.
Women wear
their
watches,
even
surprise.
Even stopped.
Men
did
even stop.
Okay, very good, Robert. Let's go.
All right, bye.
Stop.